Welcome to another episode of the Snobbish Podcast. Today we have our full team with us. We got Leisha, myself, Tan, Clarissa, and Ashley joining us on this episode of Snobbish. Today's episode is entitled The Ghost Effect, or also known as Ghostbusters. So let's get started.
All right, so ghosting is the practice of ending a personal relationship with someone by suddenly and without explanation withdrawing from all communication. So ghosting first came on the scene in 2000. Popular.
Wait, hold on. They really, who put the date on? When ghosting
let's go to the Urban Dictionary for credit, okay? Yes, I need dates. I mean, when did this become a thing, you know? Because first ghosting was like you see actual, you know, ooh, ghost. But now you're ghosting someone. So, yeah, it became mainstream. You know, social media made things popular. So it became very popular on social media in 2015. So it really just means fading away. You know, you have no explanation and you're stuck with just, you know, dang, I was ghosted.
Yeah.
So that's basically what ghosted is. You stop all communication all of a sudden without any explanation. You're not getting a text back, boo.
Mm. Yep. All right, Clarissa, give us a breakdown of exactly how ghosting can appear.
Oh, wow. It's so many forms of ghosting. I think it's different levels. I give one simple one. So you might have plans to go to the movie with somebody, like, hey, so what time are you picking me up? It becomes silent, like, message back. And you're waiting. You see they open a message, but you get no message back. That's one example of ghosting.
All right, so another example of ghosting would be, you know, you talking with a guy, y'all texting and talking every single day, FaceTiming, you know, just all those, talking on the phone, texting back and forth, and then all of a sudden you just wake up one day and there's nothing. Your phone is dry as a bone. You don't hear a thing from that person. That is actually ghosting you, and you're actually, you know, you're feeling them, you think they're feeling you, and then all of a sudden it just fades away. It just goes dead, and I call that burnout. It just fizzled out, like a flame. Mm.
Disappear.
Yeah, just disappear.
So I guess this is why it's so important. I think it's interesting on like why we're even talking about this, just for our listeners to kind of understand, is that ghosting is like, as Tan mentioned, is something that's still fairly new. Like, it's not something that, you know, other generations had to deal with. It's something that our generation is dealing with when it comes to the dating. Okay. So the reason why it's so important is that it's something that our generation is dealing with. And the fact that ghosting is so prevalent, I mean, have any of you guys been ghosted before?
I have.
Yes, I think a lot of us have been ghosted before, or ghost somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've done it both ways. I've been ghosted and I've ghosted somebody. Like, you just stop communication altogether. Like, oh, you know what? On to the next. Something else shinier.
But why do you think...
We like shiny things.
Why do you think people ghost?
It's an easy way out. It's an escape. Yeah. No explanation. You don't got to say anything. You just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't have to explain why. I don't have to explain why I'm ghosting you.
Yes. I just go. I just disappear. So you be like, dang, what happened?
So,
I didn't say anything.
So you think people ghost just because it's easy or what?
For the mere fact that I don't have to explain myself. I don't have to. I'm just going to duck off and not have to talk to you again and worry about your feelings. Have to worry about listening to you crying and bitching and moaning about, you know, why I'm not coming around anymore. So it's just an easy escape. It's a scapegoat for me to, you know, just walk away and not have to worry about anything else without saying goodbye.
I don't want to hear you.
You know, this generation, we're so big on, you know, I don't have no feelings. I had no problem cutting that bitch off. You know, we don't have that, you know. What city girls say? Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. You know, we're just, that's what we're based off of now.
Yeah,
you know, I don't catch no feelings, you know, all I catch is flights, you know, nobody really cares about that anymore.
I think the other reason why people ghost is because we're too scared to tell someone how we really feel. So it's just easier to not deal with the bullshit and just ghost them and not have to deal with the situation.
Yeah. And that's, I'm glad that you said that, Alicia, because that's actually one of the things that you can do after you've been ghosted. That's one of the steps you can take. Number one, communication. Communicate with that person and find out what it is that they want from you and what you want from them. Open communication. We don't know how to talk anymore. We don't know how to use our words. There is, Webster Dictionary has a thick ass book full of them. Use one of them. Use your words. And we don't want to do that anymore. So just make communication easy. And just communicate.
So,
and find out what your purpose is.
I think another point to add to that is setting that expectation. I think it's kind of what you're saying too, is, you know, if you're dating somebody, I think women, we get so, you know, emotionally attached and involved with men so quickly that we sometimes skip over the initial part of dating, which is, you know, what is the expectation of that person and what is your own expectation? That way you're on the same page, because if you know, this person I'm dating, is all they want is a friends with benefits situation, but I'm looking for a relationship, then we're already starting off on the wrong foot. And so somebody's going to catch feelings and somebody's going to feel like, that's not what I was looking for. And that's where they go ghost. It's just like, oh, nope, I'm not interested. I'm just going to disappear.
Instead of just go ahead and say, you know what, I'm not really ready to head down that path with you. You know, I just want somebody to talk to for the meantime. You know, instead of saying that, but then if you're making me feel good, we're laughing. Like I said, we're communicating every day, all day. And then all of a sudden I don't hear from you anymore. I'm going to feel some type of way. Like you didn't have the common decency to say, you know what, I'm not feeling this right now. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, cease communication. Or not even that much, just say, you know, I'm just not ready.
Yep.
But instead of that, we gotta...
But why think like a man? Why say that when I just leave the situation alone? If I got tired of you and I found something new, I just leave. I don't got to explain to you why I want to talk to you no more.
Yeah. And that's the reason why people ghost.
Yeah. Well, the other question that we have, question number two, was... Have you ever been ghosted or ghosted someone? And so I think we already all agree that we've all either been on both receiving ends or been the person ghosting or been ghosted. But do any of you guys have some juicy stories to share with our listeners on, you know, ghosting or being ghosted?
I'm sure we do. Must we talk about our ghosting situations? let's see. What's the recent ghosting I've had? So this happened, it's probably been about a month ago. So I was talking to the person that night. I was like, oh, I don't feel good. My stomach is hurting, whatever. So I was like, I hope you feel better. So then the next day I checked on him. I was like, hey, how you doing? Is everything okay? You feeling all right? He was like, no, you know, just been vomiting all night long. I still feel bad. So all of a sudden, I said, so I could have seen you this weekend and took care of you. So all of a sudden, he got quiet. I didn't get a text back. The next day, I said, good morning. No response. So I said, well, let me pick up the phone and call. I called. No response. And 8 days later.
Wow.
That I've been busy with packing and things. I feel better. I'm truly mad in love with you. I'm just going through some things right now with work and family. Wow. Eight days?
Yeah, so that anything over, you know, so I watch this. I'm not sure if you guys watch any YouTube bloggers, but there's a few that I follow, men and women, that kind of give some advice on dating, etc. And there's three guys for sure that all have said the same thing. Basically, what they said was, and one of them is, shout out to Derek Jackson on YouTube. Love him. He's great. Gives great advice. But one of the things that he's mentioned is, if a guy does not contact you within a 24 to 36 hour period just to say hello, how are you, then they're not worth your time. They're not going to ever really put in a real initiative. Doesn't matter what you have on, unless you got death going on in the family, there's no excuse on why you can't at least pick up the phone, either call or do a quick text and saying, hey, how are you, how's it going, you good? But that's it. I agree with that. So I feel like anything past that, you liable to get ghosted.
We make time for what we want to make time for. If you take a step to contact me, FaceTime me in the morning before you go to work, and then all of a sudden some change, I mean, really, you can do that again. So we choose how we want to spend our time and who we want to spend it with.
Yeah, that is right. So this brings us to a good point. We're going to pause for an interlude.
It is. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have anything juicy. The nigga went ghost. It wasn't no juice to be had. It was just ignorant.
Why do you think, what led up to it?
I feel like...
Give us the details. Give us the details, people.
Hell, I don't know. I've known, most of the people, Lord, I guess this says a lot about my character.
But I'm long winded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what?
What's happening?
What happened?
I said, but I'm long winded. You haven't got to the story yet.
Really, Tan? You gonna shoot shots now? This what we're doing?
I am. Because I can tell my story.
You feel it?
Can we give the story, please? Lord.
Only thing that happened was we were texting, and then hell, mid-text, it was just, that's it. They went away, and then came back weeks later like, hey, how you doing? I didn't actually ghost you 3 weeks ago and then text you 3 weeks later. Yes, you did. And that's it. I mean, it's nothing juicy. It's just retarded, and it's selfish, because like you said, unless you're shitting, you're pissing, you're at work, you can't answer the phone or get back after you're doing something, there's no reason why somebody should be an asshole and just fucking disappear. I don't like the shit. It makes me feel less than a person, and I don't think that I'm that non-interesting. So, yeah. My feelings be hurt.
I've ghosted somebody more than once, but I'll just do a quick version of that, one of the stories. So there's this guy that I did go on a few dates with. We went on like 4 dates. I thought everything was good, but there was one last date that we had where he kind of talked a little bit about some STDs.
Oh.
That he had recently, okay, like within the year. So at that point, I decided that, you know, I was just not going to respond, and I blocked his number after we met on that date. Well, coincidentally, went out to a happy hour like maybe 2-3 weeks later, and I see him, I run into him. And he was just like, so you just gonna ghost me? And I was like, huh?
Same.
I couldn't even be honest with him to just say, look, I'm not interested. You got clearly have some medical issues you need to take care of. I didn't want to say that. So I just was like, oh, I changed my number. I'm sorry. That's my story.
Tell about the situation. So you just disappeared, right? Okay.
Yeah, just disappeared. So I guess Tan, you had what was the third question we had?
So who goes more, men or women? Mm. And I'm gonna have to say, men do it more. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think men do it more.
I think men do it more.
Yeah, I vote men.
I'm with Clarissa. Women, like you said, I think it's
we're
equal.
So emotional. I think we're so emotional. We get attached with the good conversation, good looks, and good smells, and then the good sex if it goes there.
Maybe.
And then you stop. And I think men do it more because I'm like, okay, I got that, you know. So now next on to the next.
Or I got it and it ain't about nothing, so I'm on to the
next.
Now that would be me. That would be a reason I ghost somebody.
Okay.
I think men. Okay, wait. Why we say men? Why are y'all saying women?
No, I'm what she's saying. Both. I'm saying it's like an equal. I don't think it's one more than the other. I think women get weirded out with dudes, and they ghost too.
Like, if you can't communicate with me, you ain't talking about nothing, I don't answer my phone. I ain't hear the phone.
But are you blocking them, ghosting, or are you just not answering their calls?
I don't respond.
Okay, at all.
You can text all day long. I don't got to answer.
And that's how, you know what? This interludes into a whole nother conversation. That's how you control motherfuckers. I get sick of men and women that's cheating or having infidelity issues in their relationship, and they tell the other person, I can't control what a grown person do. The fuck you can't. Don't answer the fucking phone. Don't talk to their ass. Don't go see them. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry I had a moment. That's all right.
Okay. Yep. So, I know. I agree. I think men and women do it, but I think men do it more. And I think that, again, going back to the last episode where we talked about dating apps, I think the dating apps does not fucking help. I think that when you know you can keep swiping right 100 times a day, you know, you liable to ghost people more, you know?
It say that. I think I've seen some research that said that it's just too much openness going on. You can search the world and I don't got to talk to you. I don't have enough time. I got about 30, 40 other people I
got
to respond to.
Dang. And who got that kind of time?
A lot of people do.
It's bad. You don't get to know nobody.
Instant gratification. They ghost more than the average person. Yep. I got to get on to the next. Something like you have ADHD. Gotta get on to the next thing, you know, constantly.
But hold on. Here's something that I learned today that I'm like, oh shit, this may apply to myself. So this other YouTuber that I watch, Kev, the guys and girl talk, whatever vlogger, he had an episode where he talked about reasons why this person's not good for you. And so one of the reasons why basically men and women get away with ghosting and other things, not just ghosting, but basically doing people wrong in dating, is called masochistic. And what that is defined as is someone that in general use enjoys the activity that appears to be painful or tedious. So what does that really mean? That means that us as usually women, not men, but usually as women, we are going to go after the guy that is probably not going to treat us the best, and he's going to kind of be playing hard to get, and you got to kind of push him to do certain things. And all along, the guy that is like on point, up front, he's boring to us. I'm sorry, I fall in that category, and it sucks. When I saw the video, I was like, oh shit, that is me. I meet a good person and I know they're good and like solid. I'm like bored. And I'm like, I'm so uninterested. But the one that kind of gives me where I got to be like, say, why you not texting me back? Why you not calling me back? I'm like going after that person.
You like that. I don't know why.
Say that again, Clarissa.
I think a lot of people like that because it's easy to get, and then they're just one side of a little person, kind of like, oh, okay. I'll call you later. Then there's a guy you text, like, this nigga ain't calling me back yet. Dang. I'm like, oh, I like you.
Yes. Why, though? That's terrible.
I like bad boys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's what he was saying. Like most women are like that, and that's what's crazy. And I saw myself in that story he gave, and I'm like, oh my god, that is me. Because there is some certain guys I have dated, even as recently, that I'm just bored with, and they are good guys.
So why are you bored with a good guy? Good job.
Good jobs. They're nice. They come. You know, they approach me right. Want to see you. Want to see. And I'll just be like, you know, yawn fest. Like, this is boring.
Wow. So what you want?
I mean, I want that person, but I kind of don't want that person.
What do you want? You want what you want then?
I mean, I want someone who's going to treat me right. I want all that, but I want a little bit of spice. Like, I need you to push back a little bit, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I need that spice too.
You need the spice, but you don't need it to be hot and spicy. Like
I kind of want it hot and spicy.
Oh, but hot and spicy means it ain't just you that's hot and spicy. It's most times other people too involved.
I know, that's the problem. I know.
And it's cute until it's not cute.
That's the story of my life, I think.
I'm trying to get spicy.
But yeah, it's true. Most women won't the nigga.
So that's like the man.
I definitely want a nigga, like a whole nigga. A whole educated nigga with a career, okay?
1 foot in a three-piece suit and the other foot in the hood.
Definitely.
That's what I want.
Yep. Well, he like, he choking me and I'm a little concerned. I like it, but.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
Here's a good analogy for y'all who all those are grand fam. One is in the black and gold room, the other one's in the other foot's in the end zone.
Yeah, that's what I want. one foot in pinch back.
That's what I want.
One in the auditor.
That guy said pinch to the back. My back pinched when you said that because I was in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Ooh. You lived in there, didn't you?
I lived in Martha Adams.
She had her own drawer.
I lived in Martha Adams for sure, but Pinchback was just a hit and miss.
Pinchback. When I went in there the first time, I was like, is this prison?
Girl, the shower stayed flooded. Oh, it was shitting all the toilets.
The lights in the hallways hardly work. Like, what?
They flickered.
Hell?
They flickered. And
yeah, they flickered. God, they
were dark. Oh, my God. Y'all, it was so bad. It was so bad for the ill-directed teenage because our show was like, girl, okay,
it was
yeah.
It was walking into a scary movie every time you went over there. Anyway,
hey, y'all remember? Okay, this is how you know.
No, we're not doing that.
This is how you know if y'all were actual male dormsmen. Y'all remember that dude? Got that Popeyes, got that fucking Popeyes. None of y'all remember that. Nobody remembers. Okay, fine.
No, Ashley was not a resident of Pinchback like you were.
That was Martha Adams. I said I was a resident at Martha Adams, not Pinchback.
I was a visitor only.
Okay, so y'all, I have a quick question.
Yes.
So this guy I'm trying to fill out right now, like, he'll go a day without texting me and then has the audacity to text me and say, I need to do better with my communication. And I'm like, communication goes both ways, right? So that's what opted me to post that post about.
Y'all psychology majors know what that is. He got a guilty conscience trying to put it off on you, girl, because he ain't texting either.
Exactly, you know.
I guess that's what it is, but you know what? That's why I posted what I posted on my story on Instagram.
What'd you post?
That's when I start to lose interest. If you can't bother to text me back, you leave me on red. That's cool. I won't complain about it. I'm gonna
see. And y'all, I was confused for a minute with that. That's y'all Mac people, y'all iPhone people, because our people don't get left on red. I know what the hell that was. So I was like, oh, I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, you leave somebody on red. And they could see that you got their text message and they actually read it, but they don't respond to it. Mm-hmm. And it tells you the time that they read it.
That's why you gotta change your settings. If you got an iPhone, change your settings and take that read receipt off your phone.
Oh, that's what it is, a read receipt. I do be giving confirmations to read receipts though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If I see you got a read receipt.
Okay, I got you.
Oh yeah, if I see that you read it and you don't respond within the like few minutes or so, oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, gotcha.
And then don't have the nerve to ask and be like, oh, so you didn't see my text message? Oh, no, I didn't get it. Oh, okay. You
lied.
Didn't get it at 11:38.
You didn't confirm that reading for that text?
No, baby, I did it. Well, you opened the motherfucker up at 8:38.
Clarissa.
Clarissa,
you need to Clarissa need to coin the way she say motherfucker. Okay? It makes your nerves.
The F is so hard.
Okay. She pissed you just all the way perturbed. Like, damn, am I that bad of a person? Yeah, motherfucker. Bad as shit. Yeah.
So Clarissa, I think you got the last question. Back on ghosting. We kind of dipped out a little bit of that, but it's okay.
We ghosting. Anyway,
yes.
That's what it was. It is a ghost someone.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you want to bad? I don't know. You can get if you ghost me. Guess what? You're gonna get blocked.
Yeah.
No closure.
Yeah.
You wasted my time.
Mm-hmm.
You either are in a relationship, so leave me the hell alone because you're blocking who can be coming in my life and you can get out of my life. You didn't want to give me an explanation and why you left, so you just disappeared like a ghost.
Yep.
It was an easy way without you even having to communicate. So I think immaturity comes along with that as well. Too much. I think a lot of times we spend a lot on social media. So right now, that's the best way. We don't have to say anything because we do a lot of texting. So mine is no closure, waste of time. And then it also, people say, well, I'm not taking anybody serious right now because a lot of ghosting is going on right now. We have so many options from. It's like you give me a box of chocolates. And I can pick whatever I want to, and I might want to taste all of them. The ones I don't like, but I'm spitting them out, so I'm disappearing. I don't even want to talk to them.
I think there's some serious risk of ghosting. I think if you mess with the wrong crazy-ass person, you could run the risk of getting your car keyed, having them show up to your job, seriously, I've had someone put whipped cream on my car and spell fuck you with whipped cream because of ghosting. Like, some people are really out here crazy. And so, there's definitely risk of ghosting. I definitely say do it to your own warning, because people are crazy out here.
I haven't ran upon that. I think with me, I think it's different levels of ghosting. Like, you got your lightweight ghosting, your medium, then you got your highweight ghosting. I think it's different.
Wait a minute, did she just set his tears to this? There's levels.
It's levels to this ghosting. You know, but y'all, Clarissa, that's true. And I can pretty much tell when a ghoster comes. I can tell.
Bitch, I call your ass like when picking up. You know, I know what you say, and I'm coming over. Yeah, that's that highway.
Oh, I don't know what the hell that is.
I think one of the biggest risks of ghosting someone is the mental state of the person who was ghosted. Because if you're not strong in who you are and know what you stand for and know what you bring to the table, that can really mess with somebody's psyche.
They
can have you thinking and wondering, what is wrong with me? What did I do wrong? What did I go wrong? And you stuck in this state of just blah because you don't know why you were ghosting. You and you're stuck wondering why?
I don't care.
Are they thinking this for real?
Don't talk about the people who are not strong in who they are and don't have that I don't give a fuck attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, and they usually those people gonna be you're gonna have a lot of people whose feelings get hurt and all of that. But then, like I said, you also have them crazy ones that, you know, turn into damn killers because you ghost their ass. So
y'all being real extreme, but I guess you gotta stay awake. I mean, golly.
But that's one of the risk of being ghosted. Yeah, and that's
y'all taking a whole nother.
I'm just saying. It's a lot of women out here who get attached and they get emotionally involved and they may not be mentally stable. And so all these fuckboys out here doing it. Yeah, these fuckboys doing ghosting and shit, they gonna come and get your ass. I'm just saying, you need to be careful in these streets.
I know a case, but I ain't gonna speak on it right now because it's going on right now. But this person is just in no fucking feelings. I need to go throw some holy oil on them.
Y'all, it's just not that hard to text back, man. It's just annoying. It's annoying.
Or just tell somebody you don't like, hey, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I have one for you. So say you
wait, me? Me? Okay.
Yeah, you. Ashley. So say you've been dating this guy for 6 months, y'all, feeling each other. He's been so sweet to you, doing all the things. You're like, oh my goodness, this is getting so serious. I'm really feeling him, Leisha, Ken, Clarissa. And all of a sudden, he go missing. But everything's been going right. You've been doing things, communicate with you, FaceTime you. Then one day, you just don't hear from him at all. You call, you send a message, no reply. What you going to think about the situation?
I'm not a good one for this question because 6 months in and then you do the ghost shit.
Yes, it happens.
I'm like, fuck it, two tears in a bucket. Like, it's not nothing I can do.
Like, fuck it, and it's been going good.
Because if it's been going that good, you've not just been a ghost my ass. And it's been 6 months, so I possibly done gave you the goods. No, motherfucker, I don't believe that. I don't believe in none of this ghosting after no 6 months. If it happened,
okay, so
I will just let it go. Cause if it was good, Clarissa, and it seemed like it was something good, he was being fake some type of way. If I felt like it was a good situation and then it just turned for the worst, that's on him. Cause so, I was being real.
Okay. So I'm going to jump in on this one. So if that happened to me and it's been 6 months and all of a sudden he goes ghosted, I'm getting my private investigator team. I ain't turning into Tasha. We all coming together. And I'm saying, listen, I need you to hit up Instagram. I need you to hit up Twitter. I need you to hit up Facebook. We need to all be searching to see where this nigga's at, because he done disappeared on me and someone killed him. He done got married.
Oh, so okay. You going that route. Now that could happen. Yeah. But I don't think he just ghosted my ass.
So you telling me you don't think situations like that can occur?
I do. I think that they can occur. I don't think they can occur with me, but I do think that they do occur.
You got platinum pussy or platinum pussy?
I think, hey, girl, I'm for color girls all day long. My love girl. Is too pure, too true to be thought. Fuck that. It didn't happen once. I got the signs, okay? Not no 6 months and we grown.
No, Clarissa. We've already know Ashley thinks she's in another category, child. But yes,
I love Ashley, but I'm being serious about
it. I said it can happen.
With all jokes aside, Ashley, I'm just saying, because it does happen. 6 months in, everything is going great. Yeah. Maybe he got cold shoulders and he's ready to still explore his options. So he leave you.
Hey, Claire, if it happened to me, he's just a punk ass nigga and he wasn't the one. I'm not gonna be pressed. Like how Leash, like, we all got a job to do. I'm cool with that because we in support of her. But for me, for that to happen, I would be pissed because I'm too old for that type of shit to happen and you're too old to make a just, I don't know, 6 months is not that long of a time, but I wouldn't be pressed is what I'm saying. I wouldn't have
six months is long enough to be like, what the fuck happened?
That's a waste of my time. This time I'm mad.
Yeah,
I might be a little perturbed, but girl, I probably would kick rocks. I just probably kick the rocks, John.
Listen to this though. It says it's 9 reasons being ghost can be good for you. 9 reasons. The first one says you get a clear answer.
Yeah.
Second one,
they a fuck
you
boy.
Know he's not ready.
They a fuck boy. Number three,
fuck boy.
Might not be all that
you sound
you.
Like that commercial.
Number four reason, fuck boy. Number five, fuck boy.
It's a better alternate. You've been saved tons of headaches.
who's writing this 9 points? A magazine? What is this? Vogue.
Some white folks. No.
Yes, like who's writing these 9 points, child? Clearly, we know. Yes, he done saved you time, but you done already spent time. So it's like, and okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for this episode of Snobbish. We have time for each person to give us your last thoughts.
We're grown. Let's just open up the communication. Like I said before, and I say it again, Webster has a whole thick book full of words. Use yours appropriately.
All right, message.
So I would say basically, this is nothing new. Ghosting been going on with back in the day. Words. So basically, it is what it is. Dust it off and keep on moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I second that emotion.
Okay. That's your last thought? Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
My last thought is, once a fuck boy, always a fuck boy. Keep it moving.
That's going to be our next podcast.
Love, peace, and soul grease. Thank you so much.
Love,
for
peace,
listening.
And soul grease. It is hair grease, Negro. Love, peace, and soul.
I added my own. Is that okay?
No, edit that out. They're going to take your card from you with that foolishness. Edit that out.
I'm not editing it out. It's staying in here.
I'm putting that on Black Twitter.
Put it on Black Twitter. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Snobbish, the podcast. Join us next time on next Wednesday as we talk about different juicy gossip, dating, relationships, all that jazz. And check us out on episode 1 and 2 to hear all of our episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.